Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. It's like a dream come true for our good friend Russell Brown to be here, too. He tells me that all the time. Russell's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale, and also Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. He's got so many things out there, folks, including an outstanding computer program we'll tell you about a little bit later on. But he's the guy we go to when we not only want to buy a business or sell a business, but we want to do a better job of running a business. Russell Brown, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. That's quite an introduction you gave me there.
It's good to have you back, and it's like a dream come true to be here, isn't it, Russ?
Oh, it absolutely is. I look forward to this.
Russ, we're talking about the laws of the business buying and selling jungle that's in your book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and we're down to the O's today, aren't we?
Yes, we're under the finding the skeletons in the closet,
yep.
Which is our jungle law number 10. Always right. Assume there are skeletons in the closet.
Right.
And there are. And, we've got these in alphabetical order, so you can easily locate them. And the one we're covering now is obsolete machinery and or overvalued inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things you got to look out for when you're considering buying a business. And also, think about this when you're getting your business ready for sale, too. So let's talk a little bit about obsolete machinery. You know, there's that's something that sometimes is difficult to get your finger on, but it's something you got to pay attention to. Now, of course, this applies only to those businesses that have machinery and it envisions more of a manufacturing environment. But it can also apply to retail in the way of computer systems and faxes and printers and things like that. I mean, you've got to make sure that what you're buying is, in fact, up to date and able to be used for the foreseeable future to continue to either manufacture the product or run the business.
If you're buying a business and the guy's throwing in all the computers and they're all 486s, you're in trouble.
Yes.
Because you got to buy all new computers.
Right.
And
right.
In fact, it may be worse. It may be worse than just buying computers, because you not only got to buy new computers, you probably got to buy all new software and everything. So that's not even a manufacturing transaction. That's any kind of a transaction, right, Russ?
Right. That's absolutely right. And you've got to pay attention to that. And even though the business may be humming along nicely right now with what they have, a lot of times you'll see that. You just can't go on much longer with it. And also,
your people are probably just working at a disadvantage, and they're probably, you know, they're definitely not as efficient as they could be.
That's very true. And when you go to try to upgrade the software for those systems, you may find that the upgraded software won't run on the old system. So.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to look all through that, and of course, it's very, very important in a manufacturing environment to make sure that the machinery that's there is, in fact, at least up to contemporary standards and supportable.
And you know, Russ, there's a couple of issues though inside of the equipment issue, and that is that there are situations, and I know you've seen this too, where you might look at a machine and think, "Wow, that thing is so old." And et cetera, you know, and I can't give him anything for that. And what you might find out is, you know what, this machine is a one of a kind almost, and you can still maintain it, but they don't make these things anymore. Or if they make them, you know, the new ones don't do as good a job as this one does, and they're $1 million.
You may
have a little diamond in the rough, so to speak, or something that's really has more value than it appears.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you're looking at machinery in a manufacturing environment, think of the words jigs and fixtures. Mm-hmm. Because when you operate a machine, frequently there's extensive work has been done to develop the jigs and fixtures that go with that machinery that allow it to do the job it does efficiently and proficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to change that machine, those jigs and fixtures probably wouldn't work.
And you mentioned something earlier that I want to bring up again. That's like a printing press. A classic example of what I just said is a printing press.
That's exactly
some
right.
of the old printing presses are. But now, what you got to have though? The next question, Russ, is you got to say who's your mechanic? You got to have
right.
somebody who knows this baby, who knows how to fix this puppy. Stand by, Russell. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We're going to be right back. I got one more thing to ask Russell about on this equipment issue, and you might be surprised. It's brand new stuff that changes everything for some of this equipment. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Mr. Norman Greenbaum there for you. Russell Brown is our guest. Russell, as you know, is the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. That's the book we've been working out of to do these laws of the business, buying and selling jungles. He also is the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale, and he's got an outstanding computer program called BizPricer. And you got a new wrinkle on your BizPricer, don't you, Russ?
Yes, I do, Jim. Today is the launch day of our BizPricer Wizard.
The Wizard? Tell us what a Wizard is.
Wizard software. And what it does is it presents just a set of very visual screens where you just enter your information about the business, financial and text, into the Wizard screens. And it does, all the calculations for you to create the valuation, goodwill, and it creates a full report up to 30 to 40 pages long with all of this data and information that you enter. All
wow.
done automatically.
So if you're buying a business, folks, or if you're selling, you want to sell your business, you know, this would be a great tool, Russ, for somebody who thinks they'd like to sell their business and they'd like to see how their business might stack up in an evaluation by a buyer. They can do this to their own company, can't they?
Absolutely. Every business owner should have know what their business value is today. You ought to know what it is for planning purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what? It's amazing to me that more business, I would say at this point in time, only 5% of business owners in the country have any idea what their business value
mm-hmm.
really is.
I wouldn't think it would be more than that. Tell us how we can find BizPricer with the Wizard.
I'll just go to the website, businessbookpress.com. And click on the link for business BizPricer business valuation software, and you'll be taken to the screens and get a nice online demo that they can take a look at and get the feel of it before you even.
So the demo's for free.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And they can do a little demo, and then if they want to order it and pay for it, they can actually download it, or you'll send them a CD, right?
Absolutely. And I'm running. What I'm doing right now in this launch period for the next month or so is offering basically the product's going to be priced at about half the price I'm going to eventually put on it, but we just want to get it out there and get some of that good feedback from folks that we can perhaps use in our as blurbs in our advertising.
Good. Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for making that demo available, folks. I hope you'll take advantage of this. BizPricer.com. I'm sorry, BusinessBookPress.com is the website. The product is BizPricer, and it's got that new wizard that he's launching today. So check that out when you get a chance. Russell, let's get back into the machinery issue of buying, being careful not to buy obsolete equipment. What I was going to say is, as we went to the break, is that another way to look at obsolete equipment differently today than, say, maybe 5 years ago, is there's a whole new world of online opportunities out there to buy spare parts and maybe even used equipment. For example, here's one that I know of, and that's ebaybusiness.com. And that's the business part of eBay. And you can go there, and, you know, 5 years ago, if you were in Florida and there was a spare part in Washington State, you never knew about it. But now with these online auctions, you can find this kind, these kinds of spare parts, and it might make you the ability to leverage this older equipment a little bit longer, make it a better deal for you.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that's a good perception on your part of what to do. That's eBay's really created so many different opportunities in so many areas. It's amazing.
Right. Now, but one thing, though, we have to say is obviously the new stuff, the stuff you want to be looking for or that you probably need to be moving towards is a term that I want you to tell us about.
Well, it's called CNC, Computer Numerically Controlled. And what this is, you know, I mentioned earlier this jigs and fixtures concept of helping, mm-hmm. you know, getting the machine to operate it in a specific way you need to for your that particular product.
Make the product turn this way and flip that way and all
yep,
that sort
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Of course, now today what happens is these machines are typically controlled by their own computers. And what you do is you enter the commands and directions for manufacturing a product, and once you have that all set up, then it turns them out by the however many you're looking for. You don't have to reset up the machine. A lot of the work that was done by the machinist or the operator of the machine is taken away, and increasingly there's almost nothing to do. You aren't actually, when you're turning something on a lathe or drilling something, it's almost hands off.
Russell, did I tell you about the paper plant that I talked, the manager of a brand new paper plant that I talked to, and he said, I said, how many of your employees do use computers in the direct application of their work every day? He said 100%.
Yep.
And he said, I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago.
Yes, that's exactly the way it's gone.
Because of CNC.
Yep. Absolutely.
But then, so the question you got to decide is if the manufacturing parts that you're thinking about buying, if you think you need to go to CNC, what's it going to take to make the conversion? That's got to be part of your capitalization strategy, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure, certainly does, because that's a big leap forward, and can be very expensive. And as you said, the technical knowledge of the people has got to change. It's
right.
The old type machinist is quickly becoming a dinosaur.
Absolutely. Russell, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about obsolete inventory. That's another one. This is a very important issue, and one that's probably a little more universal than the equipment issue is, but this is something you got to know how to negotiate the obsolete inventory out of the deal. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
His hip ass seats are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Russell Brown. And Russell, give us your website again, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to try out that new, the wizard. Now the demo's got the wizard on it, too?
Well, the demo is of the wizard.
Okay, the demo is of the wizard. So, folks, you're going to get
sure.
the brand new stuff with the demo, and it's free. You can check it out, see if it's what you like, and if you decide you like it, I like a man who lets you try his stuff before he makes you buy, and I appreciate that, Russ. And so you can try it out at businessbookpress.com, and if you like it, you can buy. What is the BizPricer? What's the price?
It is, for a download, $79.95.
And if they want a CD?
And if you want it on CD, $99.95.
All right, yep. I appreciate that. That's a good deal, folks. That's you even if you're not thinking about selling your business, this is a great way to fairly painlessly figure out what your business is worth. I'd like to know what that is. I may have to download that thing myself, Russ. Can I get a discount on mine?
A discount.
You know, I'm always negotiating. Let's talk about overvalued inventory. How do we find out if there's overvalued inventory in this business we're going to buy?
Well, what you've got to do, you've got to take a careful look at it. And, you know, the problem with overvalued inventory tends to be you want to look first of all at the inventory valuation method. You know, whether they've valued as FIFO or LIFO, last
right.
in first out or first in first out. And sometimes you can get some inventory that, whichever method you used, it came in, let's say, at a dollar a unit. And over time, it's become obsolete or has to be sold on a heavily discounted basis.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got to know is how the business sells its product. You need to look at the sales over the last year or so of that product and see what versions sold at what prices and that sort of thing. And sometimes, and of course, just asking the business owner. I mean, when you press a business owner on these kinds of questions, you start to they'll answer accurately in most cases.
And ultimately, you got to go take an inventory.
Well, you do just before the sale. You'll have to
because it might be inventory that's current inventory, but it's all busted up, or the box is hurt, or it's been the roof's leaked on it, or whatever.
Yep, that's exactly.
You got to
right.
lay your eyes and your hands. Somebody's got to lay their eyes and their hands on this stuff to make sure you're getting good stuff.
That's right, and you got to check the sneeze factor too. I bet you never heard of the sneeze factor.
Tell us about it.
Well, if you pick the product off the shelf and the inventory product off the shelf, and there's so much dust it makes you sneeze, that's probably not saleable anymore.
Not a good sign. That's probably a D item, isn't it?
That's right. So these are the kind of things that you got to look for in inventory. In other words,
another thing, Russ, is don't be surprised if your seller gets indignant because you're trying to discount this inventory, because in his or her mind they think this is part of their wealth, don't they?
Yes, they do, and they've forgotten that it's been sitting on the shelf there for 10 years and hasn't moved. And they've got two versions later of it out in the marketplace.
So you've got to say, you can't just say, look, I'm taking that off. You got to say, well, let me ask you a question. How long do you think it'll take me to sell that?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it into business terms. Not you can't reject their inventory. You got to say, if you were me, what would you do with this?
Right. So those are the things you did. There's no substitute for physical looking at the inventory. Sometimes in a lot of businesses, it's much too extensive to look at everything yourself, of course. So you need to hire a team of people to go in and do the count.
CPA firms will have a team that can do that for you.
Right. Yeah.
That's money well spent, isn't it?
You better believe it. You can almost guarantee that you'll pay for whatever you have to pay for the service of having the inventory.
Many times over, somebody go in there with jaded, with jaded eyes, and they have no passion in the deal, and they're just looking at numbers and stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So. So those are the things to look for in the inventory, and generally, like I said, I've never seen an inventory actually be transferred for sale at the book price.
It's never happened.
No, it never happened.
Let me put it this way: if it did, somebody made a mistake.
Right.
Hey, Russell,
even when you're talking about retail operations, Jim. I mean, think about it. I mean, the clothing that's on the rack.
Yep. It's getting old as we speak, isn't it?
Right.
Russell, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you for give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's www.businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to go there and check out that demo, folks. I think you'll like that. Check out his new wizard. Thanks, Russell. Congratulations on the wizard.
Okay, great.
All right,
that
BizPricer, the wizard for the BizPricer. That's what you want to check out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.